Did you catch the way that our Lord addressed the apostles today? When he speaks to them, what does he call them? He says, "My children." On what other occasion does our Lord call the apostles his children? Never. Ever. At no other time. So all of you are thinking, "Oh my gosh, I don't know, Father." He doesn't. So why now? Why not say, "My friends, my companions"? What has just happened before this scene? The first line of today's gospel, it says, when Judas had left them. When he had left them when? At the Last Supper. After our Lord had instituted the Eucharist. So they just received his body and blood. And what does he say? My children. Because he has just communicated new life to them. He has become the source of life. Not natural life, but supernatural life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life. And what happens when a man is the source of life for another? He is a father to that person. And so our Lord says, my children, my brothers and sisters, who do we believe by faith was to be the primary recipient of the Eucharist? For whom did our Lord Jesus Christ, above all else, give his body and his blood? For his mother Mary. For our blessed mother. And why do we believe that by faith? One of my favorite spiritual works called I Believe in Love, about the writings of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. The author of that book says something so beautiful. He says, as the apostles went to the ends of the earth in pursuit of souls, he says, our blessed mother Mary remained before the tabernacle, remained before the reserved blessed sacrament from the Mass of St. John in order to intercede to obtain the graces the apostles would need to convert the world. Currently, right now, I'm reading a great book, one of the best theological books I've ever read, by a Dominican priest, and it's a work on Our Lady. It's called Morning Star, and he says this. He says, between Our Lady and the Eucharist, there is the most profound link. It is a sacrament that he gave above all for her. He says, it's the only sacrament that Our Lady ever received. The only sacrament Our Lady ever received. In the institution of the Eucharist, Jesus responds to his mother and repays her 100-fold for all that she gave for him. And most beautifully this, he says, Mary was the source of life for Jesus, informing his body and communicating to him her blood. In return, Jesus gives her his divine flesh and divine blood as food and drink to become the source of life for her who was the source of life for him. He wants to be the source of life for every single one of us through the Blessed Sacrament. When I was in Rome, I had two different spiritual directors. I had to get a new one because one of my spiritual directors returned to the U.S. So I have this new Jesuit priest, and I was a little skeptical and thinking, gosh, does he know what he's doing? You know, can I trust him? But you're supposed to be totally honest and open with your spiritual director. So one day I go and I sit down before him. And it was a time I was really struggling with myself, noticing all these weaknesses and faults. And so I just started listening to him. I said, Father, you know, I find that I'm not charitable a lot of times. I'm not attentive to the people around me. I could be more kind. And all of a sudden it just dawned on me, interiorly, I thought, I don't know how to love. And my face went flush because I thought, I can't tell him that. Right? He's going to think I should ever become a priest. If you can't love, you know, what are you doing? But you have to be open. I said, Father, I don't know how to love. And he did something I never expected. He jumps up out of his seat and he runs over me and he grabs me by the shoulders. He's so excited. He goes, I know. You have no clue. And he says, that's the point. That is when you allowed our Lord to come fully into you. When you realize that you do not have the strength to do it. And so you ask our Lord to accomplish that in you. That's the Eucharist. then what is the primary effect of the Eucharist? To teach us how to love. When does our Lord give the new commandment? Love one another as I have loved you. Only after he's given his flesh and blood, because beforehand they could never have possibly loved that way. It is only by him in us that we can love as he loves. He teaches us how to love, and he loves through us. I could give you hundreds of stories from all the lives of the saints, because every one of them speak about this reality of the Eucharist. But just to focus on one. Right now, I'm reading a book on the life of St. Damian of Molokai. And Damian of Molokai, there's something I'd never heard. I've read other works about him. At the very end of his life, one of the effects of leprosy is that towards the very end, a person begins to go blind. And so St. Damian experienced the last few months of his life. He could hardly see. And he could barely sleep at night because the pain was so bad as he's dying from this disease. He might fall asleep for like an hour, maybe two, if he was lucky. And so he would get up and he would pass his nights in prayer. He would walk through the cemetery that he had built, all the graves that he had dug, 1,200 in his life, in just 10 years in Molokai. And he would pray for the repose of the souls of all the lepers. It is said that he became one of the most hideous victims of leprosy. And yet, until the final days of his life, half blind, barely able to sleep at night, he poured himself out continuously. And this is what he said to his brother in one of his final letters to him, his brother who was a priest back in Belgium. He says, "My dear brother, were it not for the constant presence of our Divine Master in the humble chapel, I would not have found it possible to persevere in sharing the lot of the afflicted of Molokai. The Eucharist is the bread that gives me strength. It is at once the most eloquent proof of Jesus' love for us and the most powerful means of fostering that love within us. He gives himself to me every day so that my heart may burn with love for him and I may set ablaze the lepers around me with his love." As we receive our Lord today, let us ask him for a grace that even though we hear this every year, probably multiple times a year, I don't know that we really believe. Let us ask him for the grace to believe that unless we receive his body and blood, we do not have life within us. And for the grace with his life to love as he loves.